Good evening. Welcome to Youth Beat Radio on 98.3 and 102.1 FM. I'm Nishant Makija. Thank you for being with us tonight. This evening on Youth Beat, we will be talking with four students at Eastmore Academy. These students are part of the Impact Team, aimed at doing as many community service activities as possible. Youth Beat Radio went to their high school this week to talk with them. Tonight we'll be speaking with Osara Winsay Anaiwu, a senior, Logan Jen, who's a senior, Jillian Batisse, who's a junior, and Taylor Mitchell, a junior. They all talked with us this evening about their experience on the Impact Team. So welcome to all of you. Welcome. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine. Thank you.
Good. Good. Thank you so much for being with me today. So I want to first start ask you guys, tell me a little bit about your high school.
Eastmore Academy is special in the fact that we are family. We're always helping each other out. We don't like to see anyone fail. We're close-knit, and we don't click off. Like, most high schools, you'll see, like, oh, those are the cheerleaders, those are the football players. But in these halls, you can't tell them apart. You know that some people play sports, but that's as far as it goes because everybody's friends with everybody, and everybody is just a family.
I think at Eastmore Academy, it, like, has different voices for everyone. Where at high schools, you mostly, like, find more people saying, oh, that'll be the perfect basketball player. Oh, that's the best football player. Where it's more of, oh, man, look at her act on that stage. Or, oh, look at him playing golf. Like, it's so many different routes in how you can explore your future. And I like how Eastmore opens up that door for people who doesn't know what they're going to be in future.
Okay, wonderful. And I understand. So tell me a little bit about the Impact Team here at Eastmore. You guys have done a lot of different community service projects. What is the main objectives out of these projects?
The Impact Team started up about 6 years ago with 6 or 7 students who just had a passion and an interest for giving back to their community and serving others. And then Bruce Green came around while they were getting going, and he was really instrumental in starting up everything with the Impact Team. And he truly lives, eats, and breathes service. And he worked together with those kids to expand their scope a little bit and develop an emphasis on homelessness, and particularly homeless to the service to the homeless community. And then that just only grew from there.
Now we have over 300 members, and we do over 50 projects per year. And the Impact Team is, like, the biggest service organization at Eastmore and in Central Ohio. So,
yes, the Impact Team is amazing. I never was interested in giving back because I didn't understand the value of it until my first time going to Faith Mission. Now I'm open up to see that it's not. My mom always used to say, like, little snippets, oh, if you don't do this, you're going to end up on the streets or something like that. And I never really took it into believing it. But then I realized that it's not because of I didn't go to school. It's not because I didn't do what I was supposed to. Most people are out there because they're being put out of their homes, because they lost their homes and all of that, or because they weren't blessed with an upbringing like me. And I know that. Now I see that if I don't do certain things, I may be there too. And if I was there, I would want help. So I'm going to give as much help as I can while I can.
And how did you get your other classmates to get involved with this? Was it that they were living in these kinds of experiences that made you guys all want to do this? Or were there other reasons?
I know one of my friends, actually, when they saw, it was my freshman year, and I started getting involved with the Impact Team, and she told me some of the things that she was going through, and I know from many of my family members, and going to see it with, like, first sight, I was like, I got them into it because I'm like, you can save somebody's life. You can actually make somebody feel better because you don't like the feeling. So I think that's how I brought many of my friends and classmates in. But
I think the giving spirit here is just contagious. I think you can do it once and then just want to continue to keep serving. And it's just that one event, whether it's Faith Mission or a blood drive or a phone-a-thon, just doing it once gives you the drive to do it again. And I think some of the students here actually find that service can be fun. And a lot of the events with Mr. Green and the Impact Team are more fun than service. It's service and fun is a nice collaboration, and people want to continue to do it.
It's a way out of sports to make yourself known. You know how most people are like, oh, well, I'm this tall, I'm this, so I automatically have to play a sports. Or those people who are not that tall, those people that are not that athletic, they don't know what they're going to do. But since Eastmore, like Taylor said, is so open with different things, this is just like one of the different things. So like there'll be quiet students freshman year, and if they choose to stay and continue their education at Eastmore, by sophomore year, no latest, they're open up, they have fun, they're impacting out, they have all types of friends. It's just a way to get to know each other. An icebreaker.
So, what projects inspired you the most in the community service projects that you have done so far, Ben?
For me, what I liked the best was Camp EA. It was my first sleepover at school, and I never knew how homeless people will live until I got outside and slept in a little tent with my friends without a heater. And I don't know, just seeing how we had to survive on little food like chips and hot dogs for the rest of the night, and just enduring the cold was life-changing for me. Mm-hmm. So.
I believe mine was going to, like, the Rotary's luncheons and the Rotary meetings, because all my life, like, this has been one of the biggest organizations I have been in, where I'm giving back continuously, helping people. And I've never been exposed to people actually doing it in my community or in my city. And you know, I often hear about it, but I never see it. So when I go there and I talk to older people and elders who are still giving back, and they're senior citizens helping people to be better, and it just amazes me how people have the love for giving back and just the passion to do it. And I always like being around that environment because it makes me just want to do more and more and more for people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people these days have a hard time getting involved, and they don't know how to get involved in community service. What's your message to those people that need to be inspired to do community service like you guys?
Okay, our message is, it's as simple as asking a question and taking that question and finding an answer. I mean, so it's like, it's as simple as there are volunteering websites. If you simply Google volunteering in certain places, you can talk to the people who do that for a living, and then they'll give you a hand. It's not hard to get involved at all. It was as simple as me running into Mr. Green in the hallway and him asking me would I be interested in doing something. And after that, it just became contagious. It's not whether you can do... Like, whether you can do it is if you have the drive to do it. So don't be like, I think I'll do this and not do it. Mm-hmm. You have to do it, yeah.
I think I will never forget this. My freshman year, Monet Moore, she had said to one of the judges, we were presenting a project to them, she said, to receive blessings, you must give blessings. And, you know, it was just a little short, simple quote, but I really took that because to receive blessings, you must give back. And it just starts off as simple as maybe you've grown out of some of your clothes and you get a bag full of your clothes and you don't know what to do with them. Give them to homeless shelter. Give them to people who need them. That's a simple act of giving back. It doesn't take a big organization that you have to get into where you're obligated to give back. You could start off with just yourself and then meet people who have the same love and drive and passion to give back and help the community, and start your own group. So it's really not looking and finding someone to actually come in, take you and tell you to give back. You can start just by yourself and be that leader and make something as big as the Impact Team.
Absolutely. And how did you guys feel like you affected the place when you did your community service? So did you feel that they were very grateful? How did they feel?
Okay, we have a favorite story. One time when we were at Faith Mission, what we do is we have our English department kids. We have a program called Humanities where it's like 62 students who do both English and history in a class. And what we have them do like once a month is we give them pieces of paper to write little messages of get wells and just encouragement to our homeless people that we serve at Faith Mission. And so one time we were serving and a guy comes back through the line and he holds up one of the messages that I think it said something, God will always be there for you and all of that. He said that God was number one in his heart, but we came in a close second. And so just to know that we gave him his next meal, or just to know that we gave anybody their next meal, it makes us feel better. We don't have to have awards and we don't have to have that, but just to know that we can see it in their faces when they're eating and they know that they're stress-free because they don't have to worry about their next meal for that night is just uplifting.
I think everyone has their own testimony to see how powerful their service is. Mine is the Habitat for Humanity trip to Huntington, West Virginia, and seeing the smile on the family's face, the woman in particular, the mother, as her house was going up and being built before her eyes, and that'd be her first home she would own through her entire life, and just being able to be there and whatever it was that you were contributing, whether you're hammering nails or putting up siding or building staircases for the house, just any contribution that you can make, just you could see the impact on her face that what that house is going to do to her life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess what other community service projects would you guys like to do in the future? Because you guys have done a lot with homelessness. You guys have done a lot with people that can't afford food. So are there any other issues that have come to you now because of what you've done in the past now?
Some of our seniors have been making hints at that they want to start working with our elderly. And I know we also work with our special needs. So if our special needs program here at Eastmore Academy, where we're trying to get them to come out. So like we're not leaving them out there, that we want them to be included in the EA family. So working with them and just showing them that we love them and that they're still a part of the EA family. Also, I would really like to get in with working with animal cruelty. I'm a dog owner, love the dogs. And just to think that one out of every five animals is abused in their homes is kind of like devastating to me.
Wow, one out of five.
One out of five.
What would you like to do to prevent this from happening? Because yes, we do see this quite a bit happening out there.
Well, I know it's as simple as people seeing it and turning the other cheek. Like this one time I was walking down the street and I watched this guy take a broom to his dog because the dog was been locked in the house all day and accidentally used the bathroom on the floor. I said, well, that's not his fault. It's yours. It's as simple as you don't even have to approach the person, but going to the police officers or animal cruelty, calling them and reporting it so that we know that this is going on and we can get the animals out of that situation.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Okay. I think I would like to be more focused on the environment. I run track, and during the weekends or days off, I usually go around my neighborhood and take a nice jog or go to Black Lake or somewhere and run around in the wood. Well, not in the woods, but on the trail. And I just look around at the environment and so many trash, and not even from just littering, but maybe because, like, the wind blowing all the trash, like, from different places into the woods, and just thinking this is someone's home as well. Like Jill said about the animal cruelty, that is being cruel to the animals because that is their home, and that's damaging, that could be damaging how they live. And I just wanted to maybe start recycling, because we're wasting natural resources. Be more in focus in the environment. I'm actually this summer going to, thanks to Mr. Green and some of the impact team projects that we did, I'm going to be working with the Columbus Metro Parks to maintain many of the parks we have here in Columbus, because it's very crazy how the environment to me is looking and how nature is being treated.
I think that's awesome, Taylor, because, like, I've seen dead deer on the side of the highway with their stomachs exploded and trash coming out of it, or they'll be eating trash, they'll take a bite out of it and then throw it away like they didn't know it wasn't food or stuff. It's because we're leaving it here, they don't know what it is, so of course they're curious. Their trees are being killed because of the ink going into the soil and all of that, leaving dead spots. So I think that's awesome.
My passion and interest is something with what Jill was touching on with special needs inclusion. It personally kind of touches home with me, and it's something that I can definitely relate to. And I just want to kind of bridge the gap between the typical Eastmore students with some of the special needs. Sometimes they're looked as a sector of the Eastmore body, but I would like to help make it one. And one of the ways I want to do that is by doing a handicap simulation day where students will come in and use crutches, walkers, wheelchairs, and different medical equipment they have compiled over the years, and use that for an entire day around Eastmore and navigate the school using that equipment for a day and seeing what that's like for a day. And kind of putting yourself in the shoes of some of our other students here and just being able to reflect on that experience, and maybe it might change your outlook towards some of those students in our school.
Mm-hmm. One thing I thought about here and there was expanding the impact team to ethnic problems as well too in society. Such as people who are coming to the United States for the first time, because you know, like in North Ohio, there's a lot of there's a heavy ethnic group up there. So I was thinking we can probably expand our services to them as well, get them situated and get them help.
And we're gonna take a short break. When we come back, the students talk to us about the different stereotypes they hope to end on homelessness and different topics. You're listening to Youth Beat Radio here on 98.3 and 102.1 FM, WCRS Community Radio for Columbus. We'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. You're listening to Youth Beat Radio here on 98.3 and 102.1 FM. Thank you for being with us tonight. I'm Nishat Makija. Tonight we are talking with students at Eastmore Academy about their experience in community service and being involved with the Impact Team. We start this part of our conversation talking with the students about stereotypes on the homelessness. What are some of the stereotypes out there that people think? Because a lot of people talk a lot about people that are living home and, you know, don't have homes today and they're homeless. And you guys have seen what these people go through. And what are some of the things you'd like to end from these stereotypes?
A lot of people think that if you're homeless, you probably had like a bad fight with your mom when you're young, or you probably dropped out of school because you're too dumb. But actually, anybody can be homeless at any given chance. There was a person I met at Faith Mission. He used to be a painter, right? He used to be a painter, and he got a disease, and because of that, his business failed because he couldn't paint anymore, and that's how he became homeless. And also, like another man, he got fired from his job. It was a well-paying job. He got fired. He couldn't support his family anymore, and that's why he ended up in being homeless. So it can really happen to anybody at any time. So
I think we like to say that homelessness is a paycheck away. You rely on your income. Maybe you go paycheck to paycheck, but as soon as that one paycheck might not come in, then it could be the difference between living in your home and living on the streets.
Mm-hmm. It makes me mad to see that. When I'm walking down the street, if I see some of my peers picking on homeless people because of some of the weird things that they do or because of some of the things that they have, I'm like, you can't do that. That's their home. This is what they've been driven to because of a bad situation. Like Osaro said, it can happen at the drop of a dime. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn how to be more positive towards our homeless people. We have to learn how to be stop referring to them as homeless, refer to them as people, because that's what they are. When you categorize them as that, it puts them in like their own little group, and they're not a part of this world. When they are, it frustrates me when people walking around who got money for days because they have been doing illegal stuff think that they're bigger and better than people, that they can treat people. Did you know that about not half, but a good percentage of our homeless people are mentally ill?
Half. You said half are mentally ill. I don't think many people know that.
Yes. It's like people with mental illnesses, with disabilities and all of that, because employers don't want to take on the responsibility of like helping them through and helping them get a job, because people don't want to take care of them or be... simply because people don't have the means to help take care of them, they're forced to live on the streets. Because people don't want to offer good health insurance or anything, so they can't get their medications that they need, they're forced to live on the streets. And people making fun of them, or if they ask for a dollar, just turning them down at the blink of an eye or looking uppity at them, thinking that they're better than them, it's not doing anything but hurting.
I mean, and this is a very big topic. I mean, you guys have done a lot of work with this. You guys have gone out there and supported the homeless and, you know, even fed them. I guess what else can be done because you guys have seen it. A lot of people haven't really, they try to look the other way. So
open your eyes. All we can say is just open your eyes. You see it, but you choose not to see it. Just open your eyes and lend a hand.
Another thing, the impact thing I try to do to raise awareness is like right now we're currently making a video to inspire others to start their own story to giving, but also to show that that there are groups that are trying to help the homeless, and that homeless people just don't. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. Go.
One of the things with the impact team is that it's not just raising money or doing a food drive, a canned food drive, something like that. The impact team takes the next step and actually makes that intimate connection and goes one-on-one with the homeless and makes the experience of meeting the homeless face-to-face and at Faith Mission, sharing a meal with the homeless. So I think for some of the other people within our community, they need that one-on-one experience, that experience to show them, you know, what raising the money does do do for them. Some people will make generous donations to organizations that help the homeless, but I think having that intimate experience with the homeless really will inspire them to do what we do here.
Yeah, it's like people think that when we ask for donations and stuff, like, they think that, oh, no, that's not really going to go there. They're just going to give the money to something else. But to actually see that we're actually giving the money to what they're donating, I think that'll help also. So that's what we're trying to show them with this video, that your participation in this is going to be acknowledged. We're really doing this for whatever event that we want, and that what you're doing is helping us. People see all the time on TVs, oh, well, donate to this or give to this, but they don't actually see the effect that it has. So with this video, we want to show them the effect that it has. We want to show them the look of joy at Faith Mission from the person who's getting their next meal. We want to show them the look of joy from a person who didn't have many clothes and have to go through a harsh winter getting those clothes and knowing that they'll have somewhere to be.
Wow, you guys as a Team Impact have done so much. How do you guys feel? I mean, this is unbelievable, all the work you guys have done. You were saying earlier, 50 projects you have done. Over 50 projects. And I don't think many other high schools, many other people can say that they have done that. How does that make you feel?
It's really humbling for me to see just our work. One of the things that inspires me to keep serving is that it really brings me down to earth, and my experiences show me that some of the problems that I face in my life do not even come close to comparing to some of the problems that the people we serve go through on a daily basis. Like, I feel that maybe the calculus problem that I was struggling on in math class isn't anything compared to a problem like not knowing where your next meal is going to come. So doing that just fuels my fire and just makes me want to continue to serve.
It makes me feel also humble, and it makes me feel like I'm actually doing something, because for a long time I felt that I was just not relevant to the world, that I was just taking up space. Mm-hmm. But when I started doing this, it made me feel that I was actually doing something better with my life, actually putting myself out for a cause.
It gives like purpose for many of us too. Like, it shows us that we can make a difference in the community, and yeah, we can impact the lives of others. So I don't know. So our actions also inspire us to do more in our community, and give back to as much people as much as we can.
I think we might have hit 50 this year, but the next year it always expands, and maybe next year we'll do a 55 and shoot for 60.
Well, keep up the good work. You guys are doing some great stuff, and thank you so much for talking with us this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
And I'd like to thank the students at Eastmore Academy and the Impact Team for talking with us again this evening. That was a very engaging conversation that we had tonight. They've done a lot of cool stuff with community service, and so I thank them again for talking with us tonight. And I'd like to thank all of you for being with us this evening here on Youth Beat Radio on 98.3 and 102.1 FM, WCRS Community Radio for Columbus. You can find us online at youthbeat.osu.edu, and we're always on the air Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. I'm Nishant Makija. For all of us at WCRS and Youth Beat Radio, have a wonderful evening. Good night. Youth Beat Radio is produced by youth from Central Ohio high schools, youth groups, and universities. The show is supported by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at the Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, the Puffin Foundation West, and local sponsors. The ideas expressed on tonight's program are not necessarily those of the station or sponsors.